This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Shanahan just announced that Brock Purdy is out for Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers and that Brandon Allen will be making the starts. We mentioned a while ago, hey, would the Niners consider signing Daniel Jones with the uncertain health of Brock Purdy? Well, at least for this week against the Packers, he's out. The other piece of news is that Stephen Jones, son of Jerry Jones, deciding with the Dallas Cowboys, decision maker with the Dallas Cowboys, was asked about signing Daniel Jones because obviously that's the first joke everybody made when Daniel was cut. I think Sean Morash was the first guy I saw with it. Gio a few minutes later. Stephen Jones has said, no, we're good. We're in good shape at our quarterback spot. We think Cooper Rush gives us the best chance to win right now, and we will want to see. So there you go. So Cooper Rush and Trey Lance remain in Dallas. No Daniel Jones to Dallas. I apologize.
By the way, Cooper Rush might be better than Daniel Jones. He's certainly beating him head up. So, you know, he might be right.
That is very true. Cinco.
He was much different last year.
He certainly was.
Just saying.
Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with five. Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
So was Daniel Jones.
Jones was hurt last year.
Yeah, that's fair. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Tiki will be on the call of the Giants and the Bucks Sunday on CBS, and I'm going to an old reliable on Cinco that I love doing. What are we going to wake up to headline-wise on Monday morning after Tommy DeVito's first start? I could sense Evan rolling his eyes from here. Here we go.
Number five.
I love this one. I love thinking about what that headline's going to be Monday.
All right, so picture all your newspapers. Monday morning, number five headline, holy cannoli. DeVito thrills crowd, but Giants lose another close game.
You and that damn cannoli.
It's great.
What is up with the cannoli?
Tiki, do dessert. Yourself a favor.
It's not a food.
Well, hold on. Dessert is food. Anything
it's not a
chew.
Food. When you're talking about Italian food, an Italian pastry, maybe. Italian food? Give me food, not a cannoli.
But if you chew something, eat it, and digest it, is it not food?
It's nourishment.
Okay.
Can I give a quick cannoli hot take? I prefer the cannoli with the chocolate shell more than the one that we always see. What do you think, Sean?
I mean, either one suffices. Chocolate on anything is great. Okay. All right. Anyway, holy cannoli. Here we go. Next one.
Number four.
Got yourself a gun. DeVito throws three touchdown passes as Giants win.
Ah.
Got yourself a gun.
Sopranos, get it?
Okay. No, I understand. And because you are right that if Tommy DeVito is the back page, and he probably will be no matter what, there will, of course, be some kind of Italian reference.
Of course. It's just why we're having fun with it.
It's impossible for there not to be. So option number five, or number five, is Tommy plays well, Giants lose. Option number four is Tommy plays really well, Giants win.
Yes, here we go.
Number three.
The veal deal. Giants come alive in blowout win over the Bucks.
The veal deal. Is that better? Is a veal a better food
veal,
to use?
Yeah, there? Of course. Pounded veal?
Yes. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Pirates booty. DeVito throws two interceptions as Bucks pass Giants. I'm laughing at my own line.
Pirates booty.
Good job, Sean. That's great. All right.
I love when you compliment yourself.
I love it. I love my number one, so here we go.
Right. Number one.
Meatballs. DeVito leads Giants to last-second comeback win. The Italian stuff just writes itself. I love it.
All right, Sean. Very good.
Balls. You get it?
Okay. No, We got you. Yeah, didn't need to explain it. Yeah. We got it. Meatballs.
I didn't sense enough laughter in the room. Okay.
We laughed on the inside.
I promise you, if any of these are right, which back pages do we even look at anymore? Because the newspaper industry is so weird. Like, we don't walk past newspapers as much.
Right. You get it digitally, maybe.
Yeah. And we're not looking as frequently. So what's the back page of record now in 2024? Is it the Post?
I think it's still the Post.
Is
right?
it? Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I think it's the Post. And the Post has the most free options for us to look at, so I think it's the Post.
That's what you're looking at. It's funny. I still have the New York Post app that I pay for, and the reason I pay for it is because it comes out like a newspaper. So when I read it, it feels like I'm actually reading a newspaper. In fact, would you like to know the New York Post headline from today, just to give you a perspective on their creative headline work?
Okay.
A Dan Shame. Emotional Jones takes responsibility for failings that led to his Big Blue ouster. A Dan Shame. So they still got
and you
it.
Just have that digitally, Evan?
Yeah, I have it digitally, and I pay for it, which is so stupid.
Don't you have Apple News? You have an iPhone.
I do.
You could get all these newspapers.
I know, and the problem I have, the reason I still give the New York Post money, is I love the interface. Like, I love the fact that
I'm a loser.
It feels like I'm still reading the newspaper.
So you actually get the paper?
I do. I can't even tell you I read it all the time, but I do get it. No, it's not the real paper. It's the digital paper.
Yeah, like, interesting. Isn't Apple News kind of like going to Walmart, though? You're killing the small business and just aggregating everything?
Well, when you're trying to learn as much as you can in the limited amount of time that I have, at least in a day, I can't go find a newspaper.
Well, and also, you don't want to be relying on one news source. That's the other thing. You want to look at all the variety of things. That's the most frustrating thing. So, real quick, I'm obsessed with the Tampa Bay Rays stadium situation. I can't tell you why. I just am. So every time
I'm a loser.
Every time there's an article in the Tampa Tribune, I click on it and it tells me I've got to pay for it. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding? I can't subscribe to the Tampa Tribune. All I want to do is read an article every once in a while about the Rays stadium. I don't care about the Lightning. I can't read about Tampa politics. So I get frustrated that they have these paywalls. I'm willing to pay a paywall when it's worth it. I pay for The Athletic. I think The Athletic's done a good job. I think they're worth it. I pay for the paywall. I don't want to pay for the paywall for a newspaper that I'm reading a random article on. Drives me freaking nuts.
Your sister lives in Florida. Just have her mail the newspapers to you.
First of all, Florida is a big state.
Yeah.
Okay? She lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, does she? With the other retirees?
That's fine. Okay. I'm talking about Tampa.
Loogie!
That's like me or you saying, tell the guy in Philly to just buy the New York Post. It's two hours away, bro.
That's like having
East Coast versus West Coast.
Got it. It's like having two teams in New Jersey and calling them the New York Giants and Jets.
Not at all. Oh. Nothing similar at all. Yeah. It's like telling someone, well, Buffalo's in New York, so can they just give you what you're looking for? Yeah. No. It's on the other side of New York. It's not even the same New York. Do you think Fort Lauderdale and Tampa Bay are the same? They're very, very different.
I just knew she lived in Florida. I didn't realize she was playing bocce ball with the other 80-year-old.
Why are you picking on where my sister lives?
I'm not.
You hear that, Sean?
She lives in Fort Lauderdale. So okay. What does she eat dinner at? 3 p.m.?
It's the fifth time in a minute.
Fort Lauderdale?
No, the only thing she does is goes with 9 other people to Panther games and pretends to like hockey. That's what she
does. Wow, okay. Wow. So everybody's taking turns just ripping my sister. Okay.
You're crushing her.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because they lost, that's why.
Yeah,
that's why Sean is doing it.
I have an axe to grind. I don't know what Loogie's problem is.
Loogie's just trying to be funny. It's 5 o'clock on Loogie. A Friday. He's like, you know what? I got to whip out my best material.
Yeah.
So his best material.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
His best material is making fun of my sister.
Well, right. Speaking of best material, if you're looking for good journalism down there, I'd Tampa expectations.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I thought my jokes were bad.
Yeah. Let's go to Kevin, who's calling from the Bronx. How are you, Kevin? Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Sup?
Hey, how we doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller, actually.
Oh, I love that.
I just wanted
to
get on here. Yeah. Tiki, I met you when I was like 5 years old, but that's the point.
That's got to make you feel old, Tiki.
Finally moving on from Daniel Jones, I hated that we won a playoff game with him because we ended up in this situation. I never believed in him. I never believed in drafting a quarterback from Duke when we could have got him in probably the fourth or fifth round that year. And, just wanted to elaborate on that.
I think the point you made that's well taken, and I actually want to use it on a relevant current event topic. Okay, even though it's a different sport. He brought up 2022. Hey, the worst thing that could have ever happened was winning that playoff game in 2022. Now, look, at the moment, no one thought that we were happy. Like, why would you not be happy? Your team made the playoffs. You won a playoff game. This is great. But what you need to do as an organization is to be smart and realize what's real and what's not real. So here's the comparison, and I touched on this a few weeks ago around the baseball team I root for, the Mets. The Mets had a great year. You can't buy into everything that just happened and say run it back. Can I give you kind of an example of where things could be seriously the same? If the Mets literally said, let's run it back. Let's bring back Luis Severino. Let's bring back Sean Manaea. Let's bring back Jose Quintana. Let's bring back Iglesias and McNeil to share second base. Marte and Wright. Like, if the Mets decided, you know what? We were that good. Yeah, we're that good. That would be a mistake. They need to get better. They need to see through the success they had last year and say, that's fine, but I got to keep that in last year. How do I improve my team? And do I really buy that I'd be getting 500 innings out of the 3 starting pitchers I talked about re-signing? For the Giants, it was similar in that, okay, we had a great year, but do I trust this quarterback? Now, football's a lot more complicated because how do you replace Daniel Jones? In baseball, it's easy. You want to replace those guys? Go sign Max Fried and Corbin Burns.
Right.
So I admit that the sport is different, but I do understand the similarities of understanding if my team is truly that good and if this is really the way I'm going to be able to win, or did what I just accomplish, is it sort of been done with mirrors?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that's the hard thing to figure out. Was it done with mirrors, or was there real talent here that just hit at the right time, or figured it out at the right time? And you could have said I was a bust early in my career.
Sure,
I wasn't the starter.
Right,
like Sean Bennett came in and started over me. Joe Montgomery came in and started over me. Gary Brown. They brought him in as a free agent. He started over me, and they drafted Ron Dane, the Heisman Trophy pick, the Heisman Trophy winner. To start over me. Like, so Like, you just never know. And that's the challenge with building teams. At some point, the average player just gets it. And if they get it at the right time, it benefits everybody. But you can't predict it.
No, it's tough.
And in today's, especially NFL, they quit on you quick, man. Like, really quick.
No doubt. I think the contracts and the CBA kind of lead to that. Now, tonight is a very exciting night. Sean Morash will be in the building. Many, many fans of WFAN will be in the building for another Boomer and Geo Live. And one guy who will also be in the building is the great Stu Finer. Stu, are you there yet? Are you preparing? Are you ready to go for Boomer and Geo Live tonight?
That was absolutely amazing. That was like P.T. Barnum-esque. That was fabulous. What a lead-in! And the only person that could just live up to that hype is your source, Stu Finer. So tonight, still tickets are available, even the VIPs. Absolutely, we're close to selling out, but not selling out yet. But Friday night, 8 o'clock, Jose Iglesias is going to sing a song with his dances. I hear the dances are going to be in songs, so that's worth the price of admission right there. Plus, you get 3 hours of excellent content. Boomer, Geo, and the entire crew, they're willing to do anything, and so are the people that work for them, so anything is possible tonight, and I'm going out there early.
Awesome.
I'll be legally smoking legal marijuana right in front of the place for a half hour from 6:30 to 7, take pictures with everyone, bake with everyone, random people. Hope you don't have COVID because I'm smoking with you. It's how it's going to go. And then from 7 to 8, I'm going to make believe I'm a fan and take all the pictures with everyone and try to hug Boomer and see if I could talk to him about, you know, high school stuff, and then we rock and roll from there. But please come. That's the point. Listen, Friday night, do me a favor. I'll hook it out with you. I'll do videos. I'll do pictures, whatever, and then you're going to see 3 hours of the best content possible. By the way, for a personal...
Well, we need to be careful with that, but Stu, it's always an awesome night. They do an absolutely fantastic job. It's Boomer and Geo Live. It's at the Paramount. It's starting in 2.5 hours. If you don't have plans on a Friday night, this is the place to be. You don't need to watch Net Sixers. Trust me, I got you covered. It's Boomer and Geo Live, and Sean's going to be there. Now, Sean, have you revealed what you're doing at Boomer and Geo Live?
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Oh, it's a secret?
Honestly, I don't know if it's a secret.
Did
or
they
not.
Ask you, or are they going to tell you?
Put it this way.
Thank you, Stu. By the way, thank you, Stu. Yeah. We appreciate it. And everybody should head out there tonight. Thank you very much for calling
in
and promoting.
I noticed that
you changed, Sean.
I did, yeah. Well, I got to go out in my formal gear. Now, this is an undershirt. This is a shirt before the shirt, as they like to say.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm going to look good but I also have a change of clothes for what I'm doing on stage.
Sean, one quick thing.
Yeah.
All right, and I totally respect Boomer and Geo, and if they want to keep something secret or not. Here's the reason why at 5:30 on a Friday, a few and a half hours before this live show, which in all seriousness is an awesome show. They do a great job. So definitely head out there. It's at the Paramount. Wouldn't that final sell be revealing what you're doing?
I'll tell you
people
right now.
People are on their way. They're driving to the Paramount. They're all excited. There are some who are like, hey, maybe I will go tonight. What's Sean doing? That sells me. What do I know? I think you revealing that would actually be the great, like, Mariano Rivera moment of the final close to this big event.
Well, the beautiful thing about Long Island is it's very split hockey fan base-wise between Rangers and Islanders. So those fans in attendance will get to see a couple of their favorite recently former Islanders, who are going to take turns shooting as hard as they possibly can as me, dressed up as Henrik Lundqvist in street goalie gear.
What?
And the entire time, I'm going to bleep talk these Islanders and tell them how their COVID bubble run did not count.
Wow.
So I am defending the Ranger fan honor out on Long Island tonight, and those Islanders get a piece of me, and I'm going to show them that I am not some kind of COVID goalie. You can't score on me.
Sean, do you know how to play goalie?
I mean, I haven't played goalie in about 13 years, but I'm breaking out my Mylek gear. So we got some good stuff happening tonight. They're not going to get a goal past me tonight.
Can you reach full split any longer?
That, no, but I cover up the 5-hole good. I'm good with the stick work. There's no way these bums are getting anything past me tonight.
See,
he's nervous his jeans are going to split, I think.
I mean, seriously.
I actually brought tights, Tiki. I'm switching into my tights to give myself a little flexibility.
I don't know how you're going to do tonight, but I do feel good that sold literally the place out now. Now it's now it's done.
Yeah.
Because
who's coming? Who's coming? The Islander fan or the Ranger fan?
I think both, which is is why I want raucous Let's Go Ranger chances. I'm just stonewalling these
the
guys.
The fact it's in the Paramount, like, you have an Islander home ice advantage or a home court or home arena advantage because it is local to Long Island, but I'd be the first to admit there's a lot of Ranger fans on Long Island.
Yeah,
so I agree with Sean. I think that hockey allegiances will be very split, and so even the Ranger fans that can't stand you because they think you're a major, major jinx.
Total jinx.
You're their hero. They want to see you talk trash and stonewall a couple of Islanders.
Ironically, there were Giant fans that didn't like Daniel Jones, but guess what you did? You got out there and you rooted for him every Sunday. Now you're going to have to root for me tonight, Ranger fans.
And good news is this, Sean. When you stop a few shots just because of your large size, you can come and brag like you did last year after the Rangers beat the Islanders at MetLife.
What's going on
with you? That was your Stanley Cup last year.
What's going on with you?
No, I'm promoting the event. What do you mean, what's going on with me?
You're taking shots at every sister,
No.
You made a fat joke for no reason.
You took shots at the great people of Long Island and great Islander fans.
I'm here to check you for that.
No. You took shots at the Islanders about how their run didn't matter because it was during COVID.
Cool. When you watch your first Islander game of the year, come talk to
me. Did the season start yet?
Yeah. Let's go to Maria, who's calling from Massapequa. How are you doing today, Maria?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good. What's up?
Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to clarify when you were speaking about the Field of Dreams scene.
Yeah.
That tool was an old-fashioned way of applying insecticide to plants.
Yeah. So when what I was talking about earlier was I want Rex Ryan back in the past. I don't want him coming into the future. So I was trying to spray him away, and I was trying to think of what movie that was from. It was from Field of Dreams. It was the scene where Ray Kinsella, Kevin Costner, was trying to convince James Earl Jones to come with him to the Red Sox game, and James Earl Jones is like, get out of here. Go back to the 60s. Your story's crazy. And he tried to spray him away. And yeah, it was like this. You told us the product, Teague. It's a very old-fashioned spray, right?
It's called a Vintage Hudson Continuous Sprayer.
Yeah. It's something right out of the 60s. But
right. It's got a large barrel. I mean, not like huge barrel, but like a double-fisted size barrel that sits under top of this like thick pencil-like thing with a pump inside of it. And when you pull it back, it pulls the fluid out of the barrel, and then when you push it forward, it aspirates it into a mist, spray.
It looks like such a kinky sex activity.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you text the group chat what it's called?
Yes.
Because
I'll send you I found one on eBay.
Oh, good. How much?
$8.
I'm buying one. I'm going to have one for Monday. I don't know why. I just kind of want to have one. I don't even know what I'm going to do with it, but it's going to be good to have. So thank you for that, Tiki. Let's go to Terrence in West Islip. How are you, Terrence?
Hey, how we doing? Hey, Tiki.
What's up?
And I just want to say, what are the Giants going to do when they got DeVita if he wins a bunch of games? What are they going to look at for next year?
I mean, that's the conundrum. Because eventually you're going to get another quarterback. And if Tommy DeVito plays great, say he wins 7 games here, and all of a sudden everybody's believing, maybe even they inch their way into conversation. Hey, can they get in at 9-8?
Mm-hmm.
Can they do it? Right? Do you go replace them immediately? That'll be the question that we start asking ourselves. The answer is obviously not immediately, but you do got to bring somebody in. And so, and make it a competition, whether that's another veteran or whether that's some project rookie. The Giants are in a very tough situation at quarterback, and they've been this way ever since this regime took over because of the uncertainty around Daniel Jones. We've talked about this, and we parsed it in many different ways, what they could have and should have and would have happened to them if they had done it differently. The reality is it's not. This is the lot they're stuck in. And Daniel Jones is no longer a New York Giant. We talked about it earlier in the show. I'm sure you've heard it already before. And if you missed it, go rewind. Daniel Jones was released, and it feels shocking. Not like, wow, this is bad, or, yeah, this is great. It's just kind of like shocking. 2 years ago, we thought he might have been something of an answer. And now he's probably driving down to Baltimore. And so it's one of those situations that makes you feel, I don't want to say lost, but I think Giant fans are saying, yes, we can finally move on. But if you really stop and think about it, where are you actually?
Yeah,
we don't know what Tommy DeVito is going to be. It could be great. It could be terrible. We have no idea.
It's a tough spot because what would Tommy DeVito have to do for all of us to say he's the guy?
Honestly, Evan, not put up stupid, ridiculous stats. Just win.
Yeah, well, I was going to say win a lot
and
put up those numbers. I almost think you need to do both.
Get into the red zone and score touchdowns.
Right.
Something they have not been able to. They're 32nd in the league in red zone scoring
right.
for touchdowns. So score. Don't make mistakes and shoot yourself in the foot after having sustained drives. They're one of the top teams in the league in sustained drives. They just short circuit once they get into the red zone. And so if he can just, I don't want to say they're the little things, but it is the little things. Like finish a drive. Finish. That's what it comes down to.
I was just going to say, how about you make MetLife Stadium have to order more fireworks before last August because they've only had to shoot them off twice all year? If you do that, then I think DeVito's done the
job. And great news for us as Jet fans. We actually get to put our feet up and not have to worry about anything. We don't have to worry about playoff ramifications because God knows the Jets are dead. But last week, right around this time on Friday, the Giants are on their bye week. And I said to Sean, since you're into the draft pick thing and into the tanking, if you will, can you kind of lay us out what we should be rooting for if people are like you and they want the Giants to improve their draft positioning? And we played a game of Giant Bingo, and you explained to us that every game had an impact on the Giants' draft pick status. Well, do the same for us, because the Jets suck. We're going nowhere. There's plenty of fans that are thinking about the tank. So let's play a game of Jet Bingo.
Okay, here we go, Evan. Currently, the Jets sitting at sixth in the draft after last night's Cleveland Brown win, so it's important to note, sixth in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota plays Chicago on Sunday. This is a fairly easy one. You're rooting for Chicago to win this game, number one. You don't want them ahead of you in the draft. Number two, knock off Minnesota for that strength of schedule to be lessened there for the Jets. Game number two, the Lions and the Colts. Of course, in this spot, you want the Lions to smash the Colts because a Colt win would inevitably hurt your strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
New England and Miami. See, this is a dicey one because it would say, hey, New England loses. They're picking right ahead of the Jets. But I actually think there's more fear Miami could lose this game than lose more and then take a quarterback before the Jets. So I think you want Miami to win this game.
Really?
Though it's a coin flip.
They're not taking a quarterback.
You never know with the Tua head stuff.
Tua gets another concussion, they just paid him, man.
I would say this one is very debatable. Look, New England's right ahead of you, but you know for a fact New England's not going to be involved there.
You know, I'll tell you why I'll break the tie on this.
This is a good point. No, you're right, Sean. You're right. There's no chance that New England's taking a quarterback.
You're right about that, but putting that one aside, the Dolphins are not going to pick ahead of the New York Jets. The Dolphins play the Jets twice. We know how that's going to go. It's going to go terribly for us.
Good point. So go to New England.
Yeah, to me, I'm looking at just draft positioning. So to me, it's easy. I got to root for the Miami Dolphins. I root for the New England Patriots.
You're right. Did not factor in the Miami stuff. Giants, Bucks, this is easy. You're Giant fans. You don't want the Giants falling up to the top of this
draft.
That's
right. Let's go Giants.
You want the Giants to win. Dallas and Washington, you want Dallas to win. You don't want Dallas to continue to tumble. They only have three wins right now. Kansas City and Carolina, you clearly want the Carolina Panthers to win and not to continue to tumble in front of you. They're hot of late. Tennessee and Houston, you obviously want the Titans to win because they're a team right now picking second overall.
Mm-hmm.
Denver and the Raiders. Obviously, you want the Raiders to win. That's twofold. You don't want the Raiders ahead of you. You also had that Denver game. You don't want the strength of schedule. Green Bay, San Francisco. I'm considering this one a non-factor for the New York Jets at all. Arizona and Seattle. Remember, this one also a wash because the strength of schedule will offset. You will have played both of those teams. Philadelphia and the Rams, though. You don't play the Eagles. You do play the Rams. So you want the Eagles to beat the Rams to keep the strength of schedule down. And Baltimore and the Chargers, again, is a wash. So there's a bunch of those games late into Monday night that have no impact, but plenty out there that I laid out that do have impact.
I wrote it down. That's how I'm going to spend my Sunday. I'm basically going to root for all the things that will at least benefit the Jets draft situation. I'll never root against the Jets. I can't do that, so I'm always going to root for them to win, even though that defeats the whole purpose of the picking higher. But I would like things to at least fall a certain way, just in case I don't win, I pick as high as humanly possible.
Yeah, you could wake up picking fourth on Monday, or you could wake up picking 10th. A lock and go the Jet way.
Unbelievable. Thank you for that. Let's go to Mike calling from Astoria. How are you, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm good. I just wanted to say that I was a Daniel Jones supporter from the start. It's been a long 6 years, but it was inevitable, and I'm happy that I'm not going to have to see his face confused leaving the field after a three and out, looking at the screen, because that was like happening all the time. And one more thing I want to say, with the cap considerations that you might have not realized, with the pre-June cut, they get cap savings during pre-agency, which they wouldn't if it was a post-June cut. So,
well, that is true. The difference, though, is if they did a post-June cut, they could have spread that number out over 2 years, which you could argue which one's better. To me, I want to take my medicine right away.
Yeah,
I would rather just and that's the decision the Jets are going to have, too, with Aaron Rodgers. If they cut him, they could take all of their medicine right away, or they could spread it out over 2 years. To me, I'm a big let's get that crap out of the way.
Yeah, and it might be a hint, by the way, that the lean for quarterback for them is draft by getting the rookie quarterback contract going rather than paying, say, Kirk Cousins in the offseason and taking
I don't think there's any doubt that the giant lean is going to be drafting a quarterback. It just comes down to they got to find the guy that they want. If there's nobody they want, I don't know how you convince yourself of it.
Yeah, the only way to go anything other than that is to think you're winning or think that you're the quarterback from being playoff viable. And I don't know if that's where the Giants are right now.
Today, our NFL picks for a Football Friday are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL, and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. By ELAC 825, Building Our Future, and by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Last night, we split the baby. Me and Sean picked Cleveland. We won. Tiki and Loogie picked the Steelers, laying the 3.5. They lost. So here are your standings as we enter the Sunday portion of Week 12. Me and Loogie are tied 33-26. I obviously have the tiebreaker because I just made it up. The tiebreaker goes to whoever's talking right now. I'm just kidding. There is no tiebreaker, Tommy. I just wanted to get them all pissy. We're both 33-26, definitely having solid seasons. Sean Morash has moved ahead of Tiki at 21-38, and Tiki is 20-39. Again, Tiki cannot pick the Giant game, so instead it'll be just another random game. Me, Loogie, and Sean all committed to picking the Giant game. And for that reason, Tiki Barber, take it away with your picks for Week 12 in the NFL.
You know what the hard thing is right now, Evan?
Yes.
Being inside an NFL stadium, you know what's blocked in here?
Oh, no.
So I got to get the odds. Hold on one second.
He doesn't have the gambling. That's right.
All right. I have them.
All right. Go ahead.
It's like crazy. Like, wait, why won't FanDuel pop up? Right, why can't I open the FanDuel app? It's just bizarre. I thought they just know that you did it. I didn't think they blocked you from it.
And by the way, you can open the FanDuel app without actually betting. You just want to out of curiosity.
I know. That's all I wanted to do is look at the odds. Yeah. So, all right. So this is an easy week for me.
Oh.
Because I see the Kansas City Chiefs coming across the country to face the Panthers. They're going to beat them badly. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs laying it 10.5 on the road against the Carolina Panthers. They're going to put them back in turn. The Dallas Cowboys, the Washington Commanders, an NFC East game we're so in on. Actually going to go with the Cowboys to keep this thing closer than the 10.5. It's a big number for a rivalry game. So give me the Cowboys plus 10.5 against the Washington Commanders in Washington, D.C. And then the Titans, the Tennessee Titans, at the Houston Texans. I think the Houston Texans stay on the roll. They had a come-to-Jesus meeting after the Jets loss, and I think they've found themselves again. So give me the Texans hosting the Titans to lay more than 8. Lay an 8, give me the Texans.
Picking the big numbers this week. 2 big favorites, 1 big underdog. Tommy Lugauer.
All right. My first game, it pains me to say this, and I think it's going to pain Evan to hear this. The Miami Dolphins are going to the playoffs. I know, it sucks, but they have alligator's blood, and I think they're going to the playoffs.
What?
And their head coach.
What does that even mean?
What do you mean?
What alligator's blood? I don't know what that
means. That means you never seen Rounders? It means you never die. He's got alligator blood. Check, check, check all night. Alligator's blood means you have basically 9 lives. And their head coach, can we just be honest? I mean, and I normally would like a guy like this. The guy's wearing capris on the sidelines. He's vaping. And I'm not sure if he got his glasses from the men's department. I mean, the guy just looks like such a... But I kind of think he'd be a cool guy. I think they lay the whooping on the Patriots here. Unfortunately, because I hate the Dolphins, much like Evan does. And I think they cover the number. It's a big one, but it's 7 points.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On their way to the playoffs. Game number two. Tiki and I are heads up. It's too big of a number. Carolina Panthers getting 10.5. The Chiefs never cover these type of numbers. I think there's a little bit, even though they lost the game, there's a little bit of a hangover from losing to the Buffalo Bills. I think this is where you get that little bit of a lull in the season for the Chiefs, and I think Carolina has figured it out a little bit here. I think they've won two in a row, right? They beat the Giants, and they had beat the Saints, I think, to the week prior. So they're on a little bit of a roll here. I don't think the Panthers win outright, obviously. I'm not going to say anything crazy like that, but I think they cover the number at 10.5. All right. The main event. First, before I give my pick, I want to give my stat predictions for Tommy DeVito on Sunday officially here for the audience. Tommy DeVito will throw for 550 yards.
Well, you're changing your predictions again?
I never gave predictions. Tommy DeVito will throw for 550 yards and 25 touchdowns. The Giants will win 79-3. They will easily cover the 5.5.
Your math doesn't add up.
It didn't? They'll run for a few touchdowns. Baker Mayfield will throw for 6 interceptions. They will cover the number easily. Give me the Giants, +5.5.
I clearly got to him because earlier when he made his Tommy DeVito stat prediction, which you could rewind on the Odyssey app,
no,
to
don't do
exactly
that.
445,
He's
you'll hear it. He gave good numbers, but not good enough numbers, and I called him out on it, and clearly that threw him off a little bit. All right, I'm going to go, Sean. You'll get to go last, a big Giant fan that you are.
Sweet.
For me, I'm going head-to-head with Tommy on a game right now. I believe in the New England Patriots. Like, the New England Patriots have actually sort of, in a weird way, turned their season around, and it all started with Gerard Mayo calling his team out and then that victory against the Jets. They beat the Bears a couple of weeks ago. They almost beat the Titans. They lost in overtime a few weeks ago. And even last week, they were relatively competitive against a much more talented Ram team. I think Gerard Mayo's got his team playing well. And so I don't think they're going to beat the Dolphins. You may be right that Miami could very well be on their way to a playoff march. We know that that last playoff team in the AFC, it's going to be very weak. But I love the Patriots to keep this game close. I think they're a different team. Their defense has played a lot better. And I think this is going to be a sweater outer if you're a Miami Dolphin fan. So I'm going right at the beast. Head-to-head with Tommy Lugauer. Give me the Patriots getting the 7 in Miami against the Dolphins. That's game number one. Game number two. This is a huge game in the NFC West between the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. I can see it now. I'm envisioning it now. Geno Smith throws 2 inexplicable interceptions, and the Arizona Cardinals march their way into whatever the heck they're calling that stadium now. Kyler Murray makes a couple of big plays with his legs. Arizona runs all over Seattle. I like the Cardinals to win this game, and I'm only laying 1.5. I'm not worried about that. This is kind of a moving day kind of game. The NFC West is very, very tight. The Arizona Cardinals have a chance to kind of make a move. Now, they may not get help from San Francisco with Brock Purdy being out in that Niner-Packer game, but they're going to help themselves out and beat Seattle on the road. So give me the Cardinals in game number two, laying the 1.5 against the Seahawks. And in game number three, look, I know we're excited. I know we're all pumped up. I am very, very worried about the Giants on Sunday, and it has everything to do with Tiki Barber. Tiki said something last year to me. We argued about it, but I listened to what he says. He had concern about the Giant locker room after a potential Saquon Barkley trade. I don't know how this room is going to respond to the craziness of this week. I don't. Like, I don't know if this defense is going to play out of their mind. I don't. I don't know if Tommy DeVito is all going to click for him. We don't even know if Malik Nabers is going to play. He's dealing with a groin issue. I'm worried that the Giants' reaction to everything over the last few days is not going to be the way Bad Tiki described it the other day. I think the Buccaneers are going to win. I think they're going to win big. And I think Giant fans are going to be pissed. So in game number three, give me Tampa Bay laying the 5.5 against the New York Giants. I'm sorry. It's Tiki's fault.
You,
It's Tiki's fault.
I got in the hole with you with the Jets, and you can't get in the hole with me with the Giants.
I'm not in any hole. I call it like it is. I try to be very accurate and fair with what I think is going to happen. Do I want to be right? No. Because honestly,
IFOing it.
I really am. I know some people don't believe me, but I truly am IFOing this. I don't want to be right. I want Tommy DeVito to be like an amazing story. And here's the other thing I don't want to be right about. I don't want them to lose. I don't want the Giants to struggle and have Brian Daboll get fired. You want to know why? Selfishly? Because if the Giants fire Brian Daboll and they fire Joe Shane, that means there's more competition for the Jets, who are trying to hire the same thing. And the Giants are a saner organization than the Jets. I'm sorry. For any Giant fan that's down on ownership, watch this. You walk into a meeting with John Mara versus walk into a meeting with Woody Johnson? Oh, my God. What? It's a mismatch. Oh, sorry, Sean. Your picks will just be on radio because we need to say goodbye to SNY. Yeah. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York presented by Tri-State Cadillac. Coming up next on SNY, I'm told SNY said this, and I agree. If you came into work today, you would have been on TV. But damn, you didn't. So it'll be a radio-exclusive pick. I'm just kidding, Sean. You know I love you. Anyhow, your picks. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go in the league where they play for pay. First of all, Evan, I cannot believe how down you are on the Giants. More on that later. This is an unzip-your-pants kind of week in the gambling world for me. I love so much on the board, I can't believe I can only pick three. I'm starting where Tiki and Lugia both started. Lugia, are you ready? I'm on. The Kansas City Chiefs off that loss to the Buffalo Bills. Looking at Carolina right now, and everybody, 10.5, big number. Chiefs never lay the big numbers. This is a smash spot. This game screams 27-10. Spags defense is going to be swallowing up Carolina. Give me the Chiefs laying the 10.5 comfortably, game number one. Game number two, I'm going to Sunday night. The Eagles are only laying 2.5. The Eagles are only laying 2.5. With good reason. The Rams are going to win this game outright. This is another spot where now Devontae Smith ruled out. Everybody drooling all over Philly. Not so fast. Give me the Rams as they make their late season march here. Getting 2.5. Pick number two. And for the main event at 1 o'clock. A game that you can hear Tiki Barber on the call of from MetLife Stadium. I could already smell the sizzle of sausage and peppers in the parking lot at 8:30 in the morning. The Giants getting 5.5. This is going to be a fun one. I do think Tommy DeVito is going to make plays in this game. I said on my prediction that counted earlier, he'd run in a touchdown. He'd throw in another. Here's the problem. He's going to get the ball in his hands with a chance to win the game late, and Evan Neal is going to give up a monstrous sack. The 5.5 number, it's right on the money. The Bucs win the game 26-20 and cover. Give me Tampa Bay to cover.
Wow. What a swerve that was.
What just happened?
I think he picked the Buccaneers, Tommy.
Did he?
I did.
So, okay. I know what he
said. Fun game. We get a lot we want out of DeVito. Evan Neal is the problem, the reason we lose. Deontay Banks can't cover Mike Evans, reason we lose. 26-20 bucks.
Yeah, he's basic. I get what you're saying because I said Tampa's going to win easily, essentially. So your disagreement with me isn't on the pick. It's
right.
It's a close game cover for Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. Right on the number.
We don't have to honor this on the show, but I'm going to throw it out there. Sean, you cannot jump on the bandwagon, though, for this Thanksgiving game. You can't. I know this is a game
Why?
You circle.
The Cowboys aren't the Bucs.
No. You either get on the Tommy DeVito train now.
No.
I said you don't have to agree to it, but I just want it out there in the ether. Because I know what the narrative from Sean's going to be over.
But Tommy, one game has nothing to do with the other.
Sure does.
The Cowboys are playing the Commanders on Sunday.
The Bucs have lost four games in a row.
Okay,
Mike Evans back.
That has nothing to do with Thursday on Thanksgiving. Like, it's a different game. We don't make picks 2 weeks ahead of time. That's not how making picks works. So you can't say, well, if you pick Tampa,
and a guy like Tommy DeVito, you're either in the family or you're not. You're either back Tommy or you don't.
You don't jump
on the bandwagon.
He basically said he's going to play well. It's Evan Neal's fault. Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
He said something about Mike Evans being back.
Mike Evans is going to torch Deontay Banks. By the way, I don't think it's outrageous. It's a fun game. Fans are into it. They lose 26-1.
Well, guys, I'm going to do this. I'll do this once in a while. I'm going to explain football to Loogie. Tommy DeVito's not a cornerback. He's a quarterback. Like Mike Evans, he can't defend Mike Evans. You see what I'm saying? Because he's throwing passes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He's throwing passes to maybe Malik Nabers. We'll see if he plays. By the way, Tiki, what's your vibe on Malik Nabers playing? Because he's on the injury report, did not practice today.
I think he's going to play. I think Mike Evans is also on the injury report. He wants to come back and play, but I don't think it's been officially ruled, but I think he's going to play too.
Here's my other question for you.
The compromise is what it is.
Very important question for you. You mentioned earlier in the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, about Tommy DeVito and meeting with Tommy DeVito today and saying, yeah, he's got this it factor. You know, you could just, tough to put your finger on it, but he's got it.
Yes.
I assume either today or yesterday, you had a Zoom conversation with one Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I don't know if you're asking this, but they feel like they have the same kind of swag about them.
That's actually what I was asking.
Yeah. They feel, not that they're not the same person, obviously. Baker Mayfield is very different than Tommy DeVito from Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a way that they carry themselves. Like, you walk into the room and it's just like, I'm good, man. Like, let's talk. Or I'm starting, man. Let's go.
Mm.
It's just that's how he is. And Baker makes things happen. I mean, one of the things we'll talk about, one of our talking points leading into the game and our pregame show is going to be about how Baker is just this playmaker. Now, I'm not talking like Josh Allen, who, you know, first or second in the league in scrambles and scramble yards this year, and is innovative out of the pocket, off script stuff is just ridiculous. Not that. But there's like a will to Baker that it's fun to witness when you see it. And it's not his fault that they've lost four games in a row. I mean, part of it is they...
And great news for us as Jet fans. We actually get to put our feet up and not have to worry about anything. We don't have to worry about playoff ramifications because God knows the Jets are dead. But last week, right around this time on Friday, the Giants were on their bye week. And I said to Sean, since you're into the draft pick thing and into the tanking, if you will, can you kind of lay us out what we should be rooting for if people are like you and they want the Giants to improve their draft positioning? And we played a game of Giant Bingo, and you explained to us that every game had an impact on the Giants' draft pick status. Well, do the same for us, because the Jets suck. We're going nowhere. There's plenty of fans that are thinking about the tank. So let's play a game of Jet Bingo.
Okay, here we go, Evan. Currently, the Jets sitting at sixth in the draft after last night's Cleveland Brown win. So it's important to note, sixth in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota plays Chicago on Sunday. This is a fairly easy one. You're rooting for Chicago to win this game, number one. You don't want them ahead of you in the draft. Number two, knock off Minnesota for that strength of schedule to be lessened there for the Jets. Game number two, the Lions and the Colts. Of course, in this spot, you want the Lions to smash the Colts because a Colt win would inevitably hurt your strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
New England and Miami. See, this is a dicey one because it would say, hey, New England loses. They're picking right ahead of the Jets. But I actually think there's more fear Miami could lose this game than lose more and then take a quarterback before the Jets. So I think you want Miami to win this game.
Really?
Though it's a coin flip.
They're not taking a quarterback.
You never know with the Tua head stuff.
Tua gets another concussion, they just paid him, man.
I would say this one is very debatable. Look, New England's right ahead of you, but you know for a fact New England's not going to be involved there taking
You know,
Drake,
I'll tell you why I'll break the tie on this.
That's a good point. No, you're right, Sean. You're right. There's no chance that New England's taking a quarterback.
You're right about that, but putting that one aside, the Dolphins are not going to pick ahead of the New York Jets. The Dolphins play the Jets twice. We know how that's going to go. It's going to go terribly for us.
Good point. So it's going to New England.
Yeah, to me, I'm looking at just draft positioning. So to me, it's easy. I got to root for the Miami Dolphins. I root for the New England Patriots.
You're right. Did not factor in the Miami stuff. Giants, Bucks, this is easy. You're Giant fans. You don't want the Giants falling up to the top of this
draft.
That's
right. Let's go Giants.
You want the Giants to win. Dallas and Washington. You want Dallas to win. You don't want Dallas to continue to tumble. They only have three wins right now. Kansas City and Carolina. You clearly want the Carolina Panthers to win and not to continue to tumble in front of you. They're hot of late. Tennessee and Houston. You obviously want the Titans to win because they're a team right now picking second overall.
Mm-hmm.
Denver and the Raiders. Obviously, you want the Raiders to win. That's twofold. You don't want the Raiders ahead of you. You also had that Denver game. You don't want the strength of schedule. Green Bay, San Francisco. I'm considering this one a non-factor for the New York Jets at all. Arizona and Seattle. Remember, this one also a wash because the strength of schedule will offset. You will have played both of those teams. Philadelphia and the Rams, though, you don't play the Eagles. You do play the Rams, so you want the Eagles to beat the Rams to keep the strength of schedule down. And Baltimore and the Chargers, again, is a wash. So there's a bunch of those games late into Monday night that have no impact, but plenty out there that I laid out that do have impact.
I wrote it down. That's how I'm going to spend my Sunday. I'm basically going to root for all the things that will at least benefit the Jets draft situation. I'll never root against the Jets. I can't do that, so I'm always going to root for them to win, even though that defeats the whole purpose of the picking higher. But I would like things to at least fall a certain way, just in case I don't win, I pick as high as humanly possible.
Yeah, you could wake up picking fourth on Monday, or you could wake up picking 10th. A lot can go the Jet way.
Unbelievable. Thank you for that. Let's go to Mike calling from Astoria. How are you, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm good. I just wanted to say that I was a Daniel Jones supporter from the start. It's been a long 6 years, but it was inevitable, and I'm happy that I'm not going to have to see his face confused leaving the field after a three and out, looking at the screen, because that was like happening all the time. And one more thing I want to say, yes. With the cap considerations that you might have not realized, with the pre-June cut, they get cap savings during pre-agency, which they wouldn't if it was a post-June cut. So,
well, that is true. The difference, though, is if they did a post-June cut, they could have spread that number out over 2 years, which you could argue which one's better. To me, I want to take my medicine right away.
Yeah,
I would rather just and that's the decision the Jets are going to have, too, with Aaron Rodgers. If they cut him, they could take all of their medicine right away, or they could spread it out over 2 years. To me, I'm a big let's get that crap out of the way.
Yeah, and it might be a hint, by the way, that the lean for quarterback for them is draft by getting the rookie quarterback contract going rather than paying, say, Kirk Cousins in the offseason and taking
I don't think there's any doubt that the giant lean is going to be drafting a quarterback. It just comes down to they got to find the guy that they want. If there's nobody they want, I don't know how you convince yourself of it.
Yeah, the only way to go anything other than that is to think you're winning or think that you're the quarterback from being playoff viable. And I don't know if that's where the Giants are right now.
Today, our NFL picks for a Football Friday are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL, and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. By ELAC 825, Building Our Future, and by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Last night, we split the baby. Me and Sean picked Cleveland. We won. Tiki and Loogie picked the Steelers, laying the 3.5. They lost. So here are your standings as we enter the Sunday portion of Week 12. Me and Loogie are tied 33-26. I obviously have the tiebreaker because I just made it up. The tiebreaker goes to whoever's talking right now. I'm just kidding. There is no tiebreaker, Tommy. I just wanted to get them all pissy. We're both 33-26, definitely having solid seasons. Sean Morash has moved ahead of Tiki at 21-38, and Tiki is 20-39. Again, Tiki cannot pick the Giant game, so instead it'll be just another random game. Me, Loogie, and Sean all committed to picking the Giant game. And for that reason, Tiki Barber, take it away with your picks for Week 12 in the NFL.
You know what the hard thing is right now, Evan?
Yes.
Being inside an NFL stadium, you know what's blocked in here?
Oh, no.
So I got to get the odds. Hold on one second.
He doesn't have the gambling. That's right.
All right, that stuff. I have them.
All right, go ahead.
Dude, it's like crazy. Like, wait, why won't FanDuel pop up? Like, why can't I open the FanDuel app? It's just bizarre. I thought they just know that you did it. I didn't think they blocked you from it.
And by the way, you can open the FanDuel app without actually betting. You just want to out of curiosity.
I know. That's all I wanted to do is look at the odds.
Yeah.
So, all right. So this is an easy week for me.
Oh.
Because I see the Kansas City Chiefs coming across the country to face the Panthers. They're going to beat them badly. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs laying 10.5 on the road against the Carolina Panthers. They're going to put them back in turn. The Dallas Cowboys, the Washington Commanders, an NFC East game we're so in on. Actually going to go with the Cowboys to keep this thing closer than the 10.5. It's a big number for a rivalry game. So give me the Cowboys plus 10.5 against the Washington Commanders in Washington, D.C. And then the Titans, the Tennessee Titans, at the Houston Texans. I think the Houston Texans stay on the roll. They had a come-to-Jesus meeting after the Jets loss, and I think they've found themselves again. So give me the Texans hosting the Titans to lay more than 8. Lay an 8, give me the Texans.
Picking the big numbers this week. 2 big favorites, 1 big underdog. Tommy Lugauer.
All right. My first game, it pains me to say this, and I think it's going to pain Evan to hear this. The Miami Dolphins are going to the playoffs. I know, it sucks, but they have alligator's blood, and I think they're going to the playoffs. And their head coach.
What does that even mean?
What do you mean?
What alligator's blood? I don't know what
that means. You never seen Rounders? It means you never die. He's got alligator blood. Check, check, check all night. Alligator's blood means you have basically nine lives. And their head coach, can we just be honest? I mean, and I want to, I normally would like a guy like this. The guy's wearing capris on the sidelines. He's vaping. And I, quite frankly, I'm not sure if he got his glasses from the men's department. I mean, the guy just looks like such a, but I kind of think he'd be a cool guy. I think they lay the whooping on the Patriots here, unfortunately, because I hate the Dolphins much like Evan does. And I think they cover the number. It's a big one, but it's 7 points on their way to the playoffs. Game number two. Tiki and I are heads up. It's too big of a number. Carolina Panthers getting 10.5. The Chiefs never cover these type of numbers. I think there's a little bit, even though they lost the game, there's a little bit of a hangover from losing to the Buffalo Bills. I think this is where you get that little bit of a lull in the season for the Chiefs, and I think Carolina has figured it out a little bit here. I think they've won two in a row, right? They beat the Giants, and they had beat the Saints, I think, to the week prior. So they're on a little bit of a roll here. I don't think the Panthers win outright, obviously. I'm not going to say anything crazy like that, but I think they cover the number at 10.5. All right, the main event. First, before I give my pick, I want to give my stat predictions for Tommy DeVito on Sunday officially here for the audience. Tommy DeVito will throw for 550 yards.
Well, are you changing your predictions again?
I never gave predictions. Tommy DeVito will throw for 550 yards and 25 touchdowns. The Giants will win 79-3. They will easily cover the 5.5.
Your math doesn't add up.
It didn't. They'll run for a few touchdowns. Baker Mayfield will throw for 6 interceptions. They will cover the number easily. Give me the Giants, plus 5.5.
I clearly got to him because earlier when he made his Tommy DeVito stat prediction, which you could rewind on the Odyssey app,
no, don't
to
do
exactly
that.
445,
he's
you'll hear it. He gave good numbers, but not good enough numbers, and I called him out on it, and clearly that threw him off a little bit. All right, I'm going to go, Sean. You'll get to go last, a big Giant fan that you are.
Sweet.
For me, I'm going head-to-head with Tommy on a game right now. I believe in the New England Patriots. Like, the New England Patriots have actually sort of, in a weird way, turned their season around, and it all started with Gerard Mayo calling his team out and then that victory against the Jets. They beat the Bears a couple of weeks ago. They almost beat the Titans. They lost in overtime a few weeks ago. And even last week, they were relatively competitive against a much more talented Ram team. I think Gerard Mayo's got his team playing well. And so I don't think they're going to beat the Dolphins. You may be right that Miami could very well be on their way to a playoff march. We know that that last playoff team in the AFC, it's going to be very weak. But I love the Patriots to keep this game close. I think they're a different team. Their defense has played a lot better. And I think this is going to be a sweater outer if you're a Miami Dolphin fan. So I'm going right at the beast, head to head with Tommy Lugauer. Give me the Patriots getting the 7 in Miami against the Dolphins. That's game number one. Game number two, this is a huge game in the NFC West between the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks. I can see it now. I'm envisioning it now. Geno Smith throws 2 inexplicable interceptions, and the Arizona Cardinals march their way into whatever the heck they're calling that stadium now. Kyler Murray makes a couple of big plays with his legs. Arizona runs all over Seattle. I like the Cardinals to win this game, and I'm only laying 1.5. I'm not worried about that. This is kind of a moving day kind of game. The NFC West is very, very tight. The Arizona Cardinals have a chance to kind of make a move. Now, they may not get help from San Francisco with Brock Purdy being out in that Niner-Packer game, but they're going to help themselves out and beat Seattle on the road. So give me the Cardinals in game number two, laying the 1.5 against the Seahawks. And in game number three, look, I know we're excited. I know we're all pumped up. I am very, very worried about the Giants on Sunday, and it has everything to do with Tiki Barber. Tiki said something last year to me. We argued about it, but I listened to what he says. He had concern about the Giant locker room after a potential Saquon Barkley trade. I don't know how this room is going to respond to the craziness of this week. I don't. Like, I don't know if this defense is going to play out of their mind. I don't. I don't know if Tommy DeVito is all going to click for him. We don't even know if Malik Nabers is going to play. He's dealing with a groin issue. I'm worried that the Giants' reaction to everything over the last few days is not going to be the way Bad Tiki described it the other day. I think the Buccaneers are going to win. I think they're going to win big. And I think Giant fans are going to be pissed. So in game number three, give me Tampa Bay laying the 5.5 against the New York Giants. I'm sorry. It's Tiki's fault.
You,
It's Tiki's fault.
I got in the hole with you with the Jets, and you can't get in the hole with me with the Giants.
I'm not in any hole. I call it like it is. I try to be very accurate and fair with what I think is going to happen. Do I want to be right? No.
Because honestly, IFOing it.
I really am. I know some people don't believe me, but I truly am IFOing this. I don't want to be right. I want Tommy DeVito to be like an amazing story. And here's the other thing I don't want to be right about. I don't want them to lose. I don't want the Giants to struggle and have Brian Daboll get fired. You want to know why? Selfishly? Because if the Giants fire Brian Daboll and they fire Joe Shane, that means there's more competition for the Jets, who are trying to hire the same thing. And the Giants are a saner organization than the Jets. I'm sorry. For any Giant fan that's down on ownership, watch this. You walk into a meeting with John Mara versus walk into a meeting with Woody Johnson? Oh, my God. What? It's a mismatch. Oh, sorry, Sean. Your picks will just be on radio because we need to say goodbye to SNY. Yeah. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York presented by Tri-State Cadillac. Coming up next on SNY, I'm told SNY said this, and I agree. If you came into work today, you would have been on TV. But damn, you didn't. So it'll be a radio-exclusive pick. I'm just kidding, Sean. You know I love you. Anyhow, your picks. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go in the league where they play for pay. First of all, Evan, I cannot believe how down you are on the Giants. More on that later. This is an unzip-your-pants kind of week in the gambling world for me. I love so much on the board, I can't believe I can only pick three. I'm starting where Tiki and Lugia both started. Lugia, are you ready? I'm on. The Kansas City Chiefs off that loss to the Buffalo Bills. Looking at Carolina right now, and everybody, 10.5, big number. Chiefs never lay the big numbers. This is a smash spot. This game screams 27-10. Spags defense is going to be swallowing up Carolina. Give me the Chiefs laying the 10.5 comfortably, game number one. Game number two, I'm going a Sunday night. The Eagles are only laying 2.5. The Eagles are only laying 2.5. With good reason. The Rams are going to win this game outright. This is another spot where now Devontae Smith ruled out. Everybody drooling all over Philly. Not so fast. Give me the Rams as they make their late season march here. Getting 2.5. Pick number two. And for the main event at 1 o'clock. A game that you can hear Tiki Barber on the call of from MetLife Stadium. I could already smell the sizzle of sausage and peppers in the parking lot at 8:30 in the morning. The Giants getting 5.5. This is going to be a fun one. I do think Tommy DeVito is going to make plays in this game. I said on my prediction that counted earlier, he'd run in a touchdown. He'd throw in another. Here's the problem. He's going to get the ball in his hands with a chance to win the game late, and Evan Neal is going to give up a monstrous sack. The 5.5 number, it's right on the money. The Bucs win the game 26-20 and cover. Give me Tampa Bay to cover.
Wow. What a swerve that was.
What just happened?
I think he picked the Buccaneers, Tommy.
Did he?
I did.
So, okay. I know what he
said. Fun game. We get a lot we want out of DeVito. Evan Neal is the problem, the reason we lose. Deontay Banks can't cover Mike Evans, reason we lose. 26-20 bucks.
He's basic. I get what you're saying because I said Tampa's going to win easily, essentially. So your disagreement with me isn't on the pick. It's
right.
It's a close game cover for Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. Right on the number.
We don't have to honor this on the show, but I'm going to throw it out there. Sean, you cannot jump on the bandwagon, though, for this Thanksgiving game. You can't. I know this is a game
Why?
You circle.
The Cowboys aren't the Bucs.
No. You either get on the Tommy DeVito train now.
No.
I said you don't have to agree to it, but I just want it out there in the ether. Because I know what the narrative from Sean's going to be over.
But Tommy, one game has nothing to do with the other.
Sure does.
The Cowboys are playing the Commanders on Sunday.
The Bucs have lost four games in a row.
Okay,
Mike Evans back.
That has nothing to do with Thursday on Thanksgiving. Like, it's a different game. We don't make picks 2 weeks ahead of time. That's not how making picks works. So you can't say, well, if you pick Tampa,
a guy
now,
like
you
me
can't...
and a guy like Tommy DeVito, you're either in the family or you're not. You're either back Tommy or you don't. You
well,
don't jump
did.
On the bandwagon.
He basically said he's going to play well. It's Evan Neal's fault. Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
He said something about Mike Evans being back.
Yeah, I'm Mike Evans is going to torch Deontay Banks. By the way, I don't think it's outrageous. It's a fun game. Fans are into it. They lose 26-1.
Well, guys, I'm going to do this. I'll do this once in a while. I'm going to explain football to Loogie. Tommy DeVito's not a cornerback. He's a quarterback. Like Mike Evans, he can't defend Mike Evans. You see what I'm saying? Because he's throwing
yeah,
passes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He's throwing passes to maybe Malik Nabers. We'll see if he plays. By the way, Tiki, what's your vibe on Malik Nabers playing? Because he's on the injury report, did not practice today.
I think he's going to play. I think Mike Evans is also on the injury report. He wants to come back and play, but I don't think it's been officially ruled, but I think he's going to play too.
Here's my other question for you.
The compromise is what it is.
Very important question for you. You mentioned earlier in the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, about Tommy DeVito and meeting with Tommy DeVito today and saying, yeah, he's got this it factor. You know, you could just, tough to put your finger on it, but he's got it.
Yes.
I assume either today or yesterday, you had a Zoom conversation with one Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I don't know if you're asking this, but they feel like they have the same kind of swag about them.
That's actually what I was asking.
Yeah. They feel, not that they're not the same person, obviously. Baker Mayfield is very different than Tommy DeVito from Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a way that they carry themselves. Like, you walk into the room and it's just like, I'm good, man. Like, let's talk. Or I'm starting, man. Let's go.
Mm.
It's just that's how he is. And Baker makes things happen. I mean, one of the things we'll talk about, one of our talking points leading into the game and our pregame show is going to be about how Baker is just this playmaker. Now, I'm not talking like Josh Allen, who, you know, first or second in the league in scrambles and scramble yards this year, and is innovative out of the pocket, off script stuff is just ridiculous. Not that. But there's like a will to Baker that it's fun to witness when you see it. And it's not his fault
points
that they've lost four games in a row.
Or
part of it is their defense has been abysmal. Baker's leading the league in touchdowns.
Crazy.
They're one of the top scoring teams in football right now. Baker's doing his part. And I hope that's who Tommy DeVito is, but there's a vibe about them that feels somewhat similar.
If Tommy DeVito turns into Baker Mayfield, that's a win, right? It would be like,
I mean,
my God.
That's a $30 million quarterback.
Would you be okay with that, Lugie, or would that be a disappointment to you?
Look, it's not a $60 million quarterback.
Right.
But it's a $30 million quarterback.
And it's also not Tom Brady.
Well, he's going to become Tom Brady.
That's not my question. I'm
so what's your question there?
If he becomes Baker Mayfield, is that good?
Yeah, I love Baker Mayfield. Because he's got stones, he's a winner. I love Baker Mayfield.
Okay. So I think what Tommy just said is the most important thing. All you need at quarterback to have successful seasons and get to the postseason, and that's really the baseline goal right now, right, for both of our teams.
No
that's
doubt.
What we're talking about.
No doubt.
Baseline goal. Stop wishing for the Super Bowl. Oh, we're going to the Super Bowl this year. Stop. You just want the baseline. You need the Baker Mayfields of the world. He'll get you to the postseason.
Yeah.
And then anything can happen once you get there.
No doubt. No, I think it was an obvious question. I just want to make sure with him because he thinks he's Tom Brady. So I just want I want to make sure our expectations are normalized. Now, that's a huge expectation. I mean, Tommy DeVito becoming Baker Mayfield at this point in his career with the last two seasons in Tampa Bay, that'd be a win. You'd be pretty happy with that too, Sean, right?
Yeah.
We might have a quarterback.
That's what Sean said last year about Tommy DeVito, just so you know.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield's a quarterback.
And you know what you could do
with
Baker
Mayfield? And you're confident in him.
Right, and when you have a Baker Mayfield, in 3 years you can still draft a quarterback if you feel like he can't get you to a Super Bowl.
I'm also fighting with Sean offline. We're texting back
about
and forth.
What?
Because he's not honest with our audience, that's why.
What's
and I called
about?
Him out on it. I have actual proof that he, in our other group chat, not with our show, with our friends, that he said, I'm on Giant this week. I go, bro, you said you were on the Giants. He goes, no, I never said that, and I have proof of it. So
you're saying he texted in another group chat that he's picking the Giants with the points.
Sean, I just sent it to you, bro.
And then came on the radio today with our NFL picks and picked Tampa Bay.
Correct.
Tommy, I'm going to encourage you to download and subscribe to One Giant Step Everywhere podcasts are available. It was already out in the ethernet that I was taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the points.
Can you deny the text you sent me?
When I say I'm on Giant, it means my diet this week has been a lot of the Jolly Green Giant vegetables.
You don't understand what I'm talking about diets,
so that's okay.
I don't know what to believe right now, Teague.
I'll show Evan in the break, and I will text it to Tiki.
I am so, so lost.
Yeah, I'm confused. I think what happened was Sean picked the Bucks on our show and One Giant Step, and then apparently is texting some friends with Lugie that he's actually picking the Giants.
Now,
and so Tommy's calling him out on it, and Sean made some lame comment that that's not really what I meant. I meant that I shop at Giant food stores or something.
Now Tommy, is, you know, because you're not honest with the audience because you want to do the split soda thing. When was that text that I'm on Giant? When was that text that I'm on Giant that you want to share with the audience?
I don't remember. Maybe like Wednesday?
Okay, so do you don't think opinions as you see a week go on can change?
So you are admitting that you said you were on Giant, though.
I believe that was about vegetables, but even if I was on the team, that's it.
I also want to clarify something. I know if Tiki's thinking the same thing. They're the Giants, not the Giants.
Thank you. Another proof. Thank you.
In that group chat, we do singular names for teams.
Why?
We call them Jet. We call them Bear. We call them Giant. Because it's just our weird thing that we do.
Really stupid.
And by the way, I'm not I'm not lying to the audience with the Soto share. That's not a lie. It might not be able to happen because it's not legal, but it's not lying.
Why take the plural out of it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just some weird thing we do, Teak. It's like our slang in the chat.
How did it start?
God, years ago. Oh, long story short, our buddy John Jastrzemski used to work here.
JJ.
Is sort of a scatterbrain, so okay. He would start doing it. So we mocked him, and now we just picked up on it. Kind of like what we did. We've talked about this before, Evan. When you hang around somebody, you start picking up on their traits.
Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama.
There he is.